Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. We will begin shortly. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. We will begin in a few minutes. Stay with us. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. We will begin in about 1 minute. Friday Night Specials with Diane Linning. This is Diane Linning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. We are so happy you're here with us tonight. All our family who have been listening together for many months now, and those of you who are perhaps going to join our family tonight or today, whatever time of the day you are listening, we are glad you are with us, and we thank God for you. We are going to open in prayer. We're reading from Matthew 6, verses 9 to 13, the Lord's Prayer. Say it with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's pray together in our own words. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for each and every life that is listening and that is here on this earth today. Lord, we pray a special blessing to the children of God in your family, that those who are oppressed and depressed, that you would encourage and uplift them and give them purpose in life, knowing that in worshiping God, we fulfill the purpose that you, Lord God, have given for us. And we do worship you, Lord, right now. We praise you. For you are the almighty, magnificent God, and we love you, adore you, and praise you. We pray, Lord, for those who are afflicted with evil spirits, Lord, that you would bind the spirits that are in there and then cast them out in the name of Jesus, away from anyone so that they will not be harmed. And we pray that you would fill the house of those who are delivered with the Spirit of the Lord God, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God, as those people listen to the Word and are fed the Word of God on a regular basis. We will pray that you would give them ability to listen to the Scriptures on a regular basis so that they could grow in the strength and stature of our role model, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we learned about last year in John, and we will learn more about in the future as we read other scriptures. We pray, Lord, that you would help people tonight understand the word and that they would be blessed by it, encouraged and uplifted to see that the power of God is a reality and is the high power, the highest power in the universe. And we thank you for that. We praise you for all these things. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you're with you and you're with me. Oh, I got that right. Boy, have I had a week. I'll tell you about it in a minute. But usually we say Friday night is to reach out to the Eastern Hemisphere, and that is still true. And we're reaching out to Africa and Kenya and all the countries of Africa and Asia, but we want to open this up to all English speakers around the world. So if you could help me when we have recorded these shows, and perhaps you see them as I post them on Facebook and some of our friends' pages, please share with your friends who can speak and understand English, no matter where they live around the world. We want everyone to have the opportunity to hear about the Lord and to come to know the Lord God as their personal Lord and Jesus as their personal Savior, friend, and the Holy Spirit as their guide. Because, you know, we are approaching the end time. And how do I know that? Well, we've been reading in Revelation the last few months, and we've kind of taken a little diversion here into Daniel, which is somewhat connected and related to the ideas and what is happening and happened in the book of Revelation. But I want you tonight to see in chapter 3 of Daniel how the power of God is so magnificent, and that if we were wise, we would choose God over Satan in a heartbeat. Now, last week, we read about Nebuchadnezzar wanted the priest and the soothsayers and whoever, anybody would come tell him what his dream was and what it meant. Well, it would be hard enough to tell what it meant, but he wanted the individuals to also tell him what his dream was. Well, the Lord God gave Daniel the answer to that, and he was sent before Nebuchadnezzar and told him what King Nebuchadnezzar's dream was, and indeed what it meant. And he became appointed to a high position in the kingdom under King Nebuchadnezzar. Now tonight, we are going to see how the power of God has worked already in the past as a witness to you and proof that what has been written about in Revelation that has not come to pass yet will indeed come to pass in the future. You can have confidence and a knowledge that it will come to pass, that indeed the Bible is the Word of God and is in many parts, especially the Old Testament, but other places as well, it is a prophetic word that tells us what is going to happen ahead. We don't have to be surprised, and as children of God, part of his royal family, many of us will share in the ruling and reigning with Christ that will be coming up, I'm convinced personally, in the not too far distant future. We are approaching the end time. For Christians, that's a good thing, because God promises us eternal life in heaven with him, and that he will protect those, except for those who have been ordained to be martyrs. And the martyrs will have a special place in the kingdom of God. And we read in Revelation how there were those who were praying and heard that the Lord God answered that there would be just a bit more time until those who are yet foreordained to be martyred would have the fulfillment of the scripture to occur. So this that we're reading in Daniel tonight, and we did last week, is supplementing the idea of God's power and his fulfillment of scripture, and how God has a definite plan in the world, and how things are going to evolve and end. And it's a glorious ending, as we read in the book of Revelation, where there will be a new heaven and earth, and it will be four square and gloriously beautiful, with streets and accoutrements of gold and jewels, gems like you and I probably never seen in our lifetime, but we will have that opportunity. I'm going to sing a song to begin with, because sometimes I lose my voice at the end. And I do want to give you a little bit of a variety once in a while, rather than the same songs all the time. And this is one that was from scripture that I did last year. I'm sorry, I forget the exact chapter, but it is in Psalms. It's called Thy Loving Kindness, and maybe some of you remember it. If you know it, sing along with me. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Sing it again with me. And if you want to worship the Lord and lift your hands, you feel free to do that. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Praise the name of the Lord. We do just worship you, Lord, for you are almighty. We praise your name, and we pray for your blessings upon us. In the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I have a heart for all of you around the world. The Lord knows that. But boy, tonight, I'm just really feeling it for Africa and the Mideast and India and Asia. I have friends over there, and I know many things that are going on and around the world, and it's heartbreaking that the devil goes around seeking, roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And it's heartbreaking to think of the pain and suffering and the harm that Satan causes around the world. And even something more, I think, maybe disappointing is that Satan deceives so many into believing that he is, in some cases, for some people, the Messiah. He will probably be a part of that masquerader who comes as the false prophet and tries to convince everyone that he is the Messiah. And when we are Christians, we can have a witness of the Holy Spirit to know who is the true Messiah, who is the real prophet, and who is the false prophet. And I think we are approaching that time as described in Revelation when we are going to need to know that difference. So in your prayers, pray that you won't be deceived, that the Lord will give you wisdom and understanding and knowledge and to see the reality over the deceitfulness of evil. And Satan is going to make evil look beautiful. He's going to be tempting. Do you remember the scripture when Satan tempted Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane? And he is a tempter. He wants to win those away from the Lord for his own evil intentions. And we know that the better place to live in eternity is that wonderful place with the Lord God in heaven. And I know all of you want your family and friends to be with you in heaven. So later on in the show tonight, we're going to pray for all our family and friends that they will come to know the Lord Jesus so they can spend eternity with us in heaven. Before we read from Daniel 3 tonight, let's listen to a song. And if you are listening to this in a service or a group of people, you can take this time, even if you're alone, really, to worship the Lord. Often music is very helpful in connecting and praising the Lord. So let's, we haven't done Endless Hallelujah for a while. It's kind of almost like a march worship praise kind of a song. And it's not your lilting soft one as much, but I think you'll enjoy it. And Endless Hallelujah is by Matt Redman. Remember, you can download any of these online for a fee. If you look them up, just Google them. So now let's worship together with Endless Hallelujah with Matt Redman. Stay tuned. I will be right back with you.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory. What a joy I'll sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship.
like to call in, use our toll-free number, 1-877-497-9937. But I will be waiting until after I read from Daniel 3 to actually talk with callers, but you're welcome to call in and listen as well. I can see that you have called in. The reason I do that is because I want to make sure we get through the planned reading in the scripture before we talk to callers. But I do enjoy that part. And so, again, that number is 1-877-497-9937. So if you're willing to listen a while and be patient, I will get to you eventually. We appreciate those who want to call in. Sometimes people might have a prayer request or just want to make a comment or ask a question about what we've read, and we appreciate that. We are going to begin reading in just a little bit here, since I get this going, in Daniel chapter 3. Now, remember, last week, Daniel had told King Nebuchadnezzar what his dream was. Well, I think that is, it has to be God, because how could you know what somebody dreamed? I mean, it's just not humanly possible. And then he also told him what it meant. And Nebuchadnezzar gave him a position in his kingdom. But you're going to see how we can go through trials as Christians, and God will bring us through. I think this is a miraculous chapter that can be very encouraging to you, especially if you're going through difficult times. Verse 1, chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, that is, prince multiple times, not ladies, but young men, the governors and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Now, if you know the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, that should be a red flag for us, because we know that the Lord God requires us not to make any graven images or worship them. So this has given us a foreshadowing of what might be coming here. Then the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet," that's trumpet, "flute, harp," and I don't know this other instrument, "psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up." Well, I want you to know, as Christians, we are not supposed to do that. And if we ever faced with that in the future, let Daniel's story be a word of encouragement to you. Verse 6. "And whoso falleth not down and does not worshipeth, shall the same hour be cast into the mist of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet or trumpet, flute, harp, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever.'" Do you think they were sincere or like buttering him up? Because now he was wanting people to worship him, and so they were just going to go right into that. Some people butter other people up so that they can get things from them, get favors. 10, O thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a fiery furnace. They're like repeating what he said. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not your gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. In other words, they're tattletaling here. They're telling on these three who out in his provinces have chosen not to bow down to his golden image. Verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at which time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, anger, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Well, we are going to take a short break and come back and find out what happened in this very interesting story. If you have not heard this story, it is history, it is truth, it did happen. And you are going to find out if God did indeed step in and prevail and what happened in this case. Let's glorify the Lord together, and we'll be right back in listening to the song We Will Glorify by Twyla Paris. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
The
Lord, we glorify the King of Kings, the great I Am. Continuing on in verse 20. And he, King Nebuchadnezzar, commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And remember, it was 7 times hotter than usual. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men, killed those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was so hot, it killed the men who threw them in. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth from the midst of the fire. Oh, praise the Lord. What a miraculous miracle the Lord God just performed. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree, said King Nebuchadnezzar, that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, O Lord, shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. What a powerful turnaround for King Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. I think that indicates, too, that he himself believed in this God, that this mighty miracle that he saw before his eyes convinced him in the reality of God. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, I pray for those who are perhaps skeptical of this story, that you would reveal yourself to them and reveal the truth that this did indeed happen, that the Bible is the true and living Word of God, and that God loves them and wants them a part of their family, and that we know according to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Lord, we pray that you would woo those unto your spirit, unto you by your spirit, and that they would receive you tonight as we pray. For we know as many as receive him, to them he gives the right to become children of God. And Jesus says that you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. So as we pray, all you have to do is ask forgiveness and receive the gift of Jesus, and you will be a part of God's family. Let's pray that together. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have been separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. And I believe that he was there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I receive forgiveness that you give me for my sins. I am willing to turn from my way of walking in darkness and step out into the light, walking your way, Lord, in your light that you shed for our path. For we know that you are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. And I invite also the gift of the Holy Spirit that you gave when you ascended to heaven, that the Holy Spirit would be my guidance, my advisor, my friend, and you as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. I am so blessed every time I say that prayer, because I know there are those listening who have received the Lord as their Savior. And I know that the angels in heaven sing a glorious song each time a child of God enters into the kingdom of heaven. Let's just lift his name on high and worship the Lord together. For those who have received the Lord Jesus into their heart, in this song, I'm trying to speak. Oh, here I see it. Stuart Townsend sings this for us. So let's listen and worship the Lord together in "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High." Stay tuned.
Heaven to earth, to show the way from the earth.
we would take time to pray for our friends and loved ones and family members who perhaps may not yet know the Lord as their personal Savior. Maybe they've heard about the Lord, maybe they haven't. But in any case, we're going to pray for each one. I'm going to say some names, but as I say these names, I want you to say the names of your family members that you are all praying for, because I don't know the names of all of your family members. So let's just bow our heads and pray together for salvation for our friends, family, and loved ones. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for this time together to request and ask of you that you would direct those to cross the paths of each one of our family and our loved ones, that would engage them and ask them to receive the Lord, counsel them, give them scripture, some guidance, a place to meet with others to share the word. For Lord, we know that their eternal life depends on it, and we want to spend heaven with them. So I'm just going to say some names, and you say the names of your family, whether it be Sue or Ray or Shauna or Shannon or Ryan or Bill or Paul or Elijah or Ezekiel or Luke, Mark, Susan, Karen, Tammy, Brenda, Barbara, Carol, Eleanor, Fred, George, Janet, whoever it be, Lord, we just pray that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit and bring them in to the fold, that they will become Christians. And we pray for the shackles from their eyes to fall, and that their eyes will be uncovered from the darkness that has blinded them, and that the light will be revealed to them of who you are. And we praise you and thank you and believe together for all our friends, family, and loved ones to come into the family of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we want to continue to pray together and believe for that. Now, this would be a good item for you to call in the future to share when one of your family members becomes a Christian. That's a good testimony to come to give, because it shares with all the rest of us who've prayed, and we hear together how God answers prayer. I know God answers prayer because He's done it so many times in my life. I was ill for most of my 30s, quite a few years ago now. Very ill, seriously ill, and doctors told me I would probably live halfway incapacitated the rest of my life. But thank the Lord, it's not nearly as bad as it had been for 8 to 10 years. And the Lord has touched my life, and I've also had a surgery as well, which the doctors had been checking me for years, and I prayed that the Lord would reveal to them what the problem was, and they found it. So God can answer prayers in many ways. I still have a little bit of residual physical problems from that illness in my 30s, but it has not kept me down. I still continue to move forward and do the work that God has asked me to do. And I've accepted and been grateful to have an assignment from the Lord. He wants to give us all an assignment. And when we find that, it is a special place of fulfillment for ourselves as Christians to know that we're doing what the Lord wants us to do. Now, there are many people today in America and around the world that I'm hearing who are oppressed, but they're also depressed. Young kids depressed, on meds. You know, young kids don't need to be on meds. They just need to be busy with doing good things, doing their schoolwork, doing sports, going to the library, riding their bike, getting together with their friends, playing games outside, doing things with their family, having pets, whatever. They need to be involved in life and with life. And if you are around kids whom you see that are neighbor kids, perhaps, you can invite them to go to a soccer game with you. A friend of mine was telling me she did that the other day with her neighbor kid who is on meds for depression. She said she took him 2 days in a row and he didn't take his meds all day for 2 days. And he was fine and happy as a lark because he was out busy watching soccer games and enjoying people. So we can be an influence in our world in a way that perhaps we hadn't thought of or we don't expect. And it's important for us to do that. That's how we are salt and light on the earth among the people of this world. And when we do that, we extend God's love to those individuals. So I pray that the Lord would give you something like that to do, an assignment that God gives just for you, that gives you a sense and fulfillment, a sense of purpose and fulfillment of purpose, that you will be doing something that benefits others and that God wants you to do for God's glory. Perhaps give you an opportunity to win others for the Lord that they can receive the Lord Jesus into their heart so they can spend eternity in that beautiful new heaven that will be in the near future, I believe. We don't know exactly the hour or the day, but I do think it will be soon because the last several years have moved quickly and many things have been fulfilled in the last recent years. So I think it's important that we have our lamps ready and the wicks trimmed and our lamps filled with oil. Now, what does that mean for you? Perhaps it means that you have got your life in order. Perhaps it means that you have your house prepared with extra food and supplies and water. Perhaps it means that you feel a need to win all those in your family to the Lord and your neighbors and loved ones. Whatever that is, it's a symbolic scripture that we have our vessels filled with oil and our wicks trimmed. That means we're ready for the end time to have the light lit when we need it in darkness and to be ready for the harvest. I believe we are in that time of reaping the harvest. And if each one of us who listen would win someone to the Lord and we double our listening audience, that would be thousands of people because we have thousands of people every month who listen. Excuse me. So let's worship together one more time before we close tonight. And let's listen and worship the Lord with In Christ Alone. I'll be right back. Stay with me. In Christ Alone.
When fears are still, when striving cease, glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again.
And as he stands,
got a parakeet this week as a pet for our daughter, and he keeps getting out of the cage. So when we're done with the radio show tonight, I have to go catch him. He's just walking around downstairs loose, but his wings are clipped, so he can't fly up too high or do too much mischief. But he's been a fun bird. Reminiscent. There we go. Reminiscent of when I was a child. We had quite a few parakeets throughout the years in our family, and it's been kind of fun for me this week as we end the school year with our daughter, and we're looking forward to a fun and interesting summer this year. But then last night too, we had a water leak. The daughter was in the shower, and the water got all over the floor and was leaking from upstairs to downstairs. So my husband has tried to get that water out of the rug, and we are still trying to dry the rug with fans on them for 24 hours now in two parts of the rug. So I would like you to pray that we don't get mold, because I don't do well with mold in the rug. But, you know, God cares even about those seemingly insignificant things for us. And remember that if someone in your family comes to know the Lord, please try to call in next time, every Friday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'll say the phone number again for that night. We're so glad you've been with us, and we praise the Lord for you. And we want to close in prayer because I believe prayer is like talking to God. Let's talk to God together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our family of God, that we have each other to support, pray for, care about, read to, sing with, and just share this life together. We look forward to that time in heaven, which we will all be together and worship you, Lord God, the one who gives us purpose for living. We praise you for each one and ask that each listener will try to get more of his friends and family to listen so that more people can hear the scripture and about the Word of God and how to become a Christian. And we praise you and thank you for answering prayers that we've prayed, for healing those who are oppressed for affected with an illness in any way, or depressed, or who have been filled with spirit, Lord. We just praise the Lord for those you've delivered. We know we've seen and heard of some who have been delivered, for those on site in places where they prayed for their friends and family members. We just praise the Lord for that, and we continue to believe with further blessings. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. And above all, remember that God loves you, and so do I. Take care. Until next week, remember, you can listen to archive radio shows any time of day or night, 24/7. So you don't have to wait to hear me every Friday night. But if you want to hear me live, I'm on Friday night. Thank you for being with us. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.